Bezos and Mizbochu begin Perek Tishri, the ninth and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Avodah, the Laws of Slaves and the Sefer Kinyan, in the Book of Acquisition, where we finish up the discussion regarding the previous parakim of the Eved Kanani, of the non-Jewish slave. In this parak, we discuss specifically the non-Jewish slave and how does one conduct with the Eved Kanani. As Rambam gets halachah regarding the ways how one could become a non-Jewish slave, an Eved Kanani. Yisrael Shabbat al Shivcha Kanani. If a Jewish man has relations with a non-Jewish maidservant, even though it's she's his maidservant, still this child is a Eved Kanani for all halachic purposes, because it goes after the mother, as the pasuk says, even if he's the Aten, and he sold and he's acquired, and you utilize him forever, like all of the slaves, even though it's his own child, he's like his maidservant's child. Halacha base. Echad ha-kohen eved kanan mi-Yisrael, whether one purchases a non-Jewish slave from a Jew, I mean ger teishav, or from a resident convert, I mean goy, or from a Gentile shu kavash tach zedenu, who's under our Jewish dominion, I mean echad m'shar umas, or whether from any one of the nations of the world, or even yesh limkes atzmai, the Gentile could sell himself li-Yisrael to a Jew la-ever as a slave. But eved kanan m'chaldaban, he's considered as a Kanani slave, which is one of the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael, when before the Jewish people came, l'chol davar for all halachic purposes, but that's the generic term for the non-Jewish slave. So too, he could sell his sons and his daughters, the Gentile too, as a slave. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Mehem tikna, from them you should buy, umimishbachan, from their families, asher machem, that's with you, asher lead ba'artzchem, that they'll give birth in your lands." So you could buy from the family too. V'chol echad me'elu, and any one of these, hadeyu ke'eved kanan l'chol davar, again, they're like a non-Jewish slave for all halachas. Halacha gimel. If any one of the other nations, Shabbat Shavcha Kanan Shalanu, that had relations with our non-Jewish maidservant, Hariya Ben Eved Kanan, that son is a non-Jewish slave. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Asher lidu ba'artzachem," that they gave birth in your lands. Where the pasuk concludes with "Ebayil Chem Lachuzah." In other words, they can be for your inheritance as slaves. In other words, if one of the people gave birth from your shivcha, the child is going to be your Eved Kanani. But if one of our slaves, our non-Jewish slaves, had relations with a woman from one of the nations, in a benevet, the son is not a slave. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Asher lidu ba'artzchem," that they're going to give birth in your lands, which is their birth, which is some type of a relationship. Ve'eved in liyachas, a slave, the male has no halachic relationship, so it's not asher lidu. It's not considered like as if they're giving birth. We only see that as if the mother's giving birth, and therefore it's not considered his child, and therefore it's not considered as an extension of his eved. Now, Melech Goy, a non-Jewish king, Shas Muhammad that makes a war, Vehiv Shivya, and he brings back a captive woman, Umachar, and he sells her, and Mechain Sotu Imhir Shulachom Mishayirza, or he gives permission to whoever wants to, Sheyelech Vyignev Ma'umashi Oisim Muhammad, that whoever wants could go and steal from that nation that he's waging war with, Sheyelech Vyim Kralatzman, that he could bring and he could sell it for himself, and Mechain Sotu Mahayadinav, well, let's say that was his laws, Shukom Mishalayit Namas, whoever does not pay the taxes, Yimocha could be sold, whoever does this and this act, so doesn't do this act, Yimocha could be sold, and that's the laws of the king, so the laws of the king is law, and a slave that's purchased with these laws is considered like a Eved Kanani for all halachas. Halacha he continues regarding when a Gentile acquires a Gentile as a slave. So if a Gentile acquires another Gentile for slavery, the Gentile does not acquire the actual body of the slave, but he only has the rights to his handiwork, that he owns whatever work he does. Now, even so, if the Gentile sells that Gentile slave to a Jew, a Jew actually does acquire the body of the slave, if, as we said in the previous parak, if he immerses him for the purposes of slavery. Halacha Vav continues with the prohibitions and the limitations of the ownership of slaves. A woman could acquire maidservants, but the kind of them, but you cannot acquire slaves, even minors, because of the suspicion, a man and a woman. If she does acquire them, then she does acquire their body, just like a man. Now, says Rambi Yerali, it appears to me, she's not forbidden to acquire Eila Eved, only a slave that's been Tesha Shanim, that's 9 years old, and from 9 and older. The reason that is, because under the age of 9, a boy is not considered fit for intimacy, for cohabitation, therefore we don't have the concern under that age. It's also forbidden for a person to free his non-Jewish slave, and b'chol m'shachar ever frees him. Oy v'basay violates the basic commandment of the Torah. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Beikra, lo'il mem tavoidu, forever you should enslave them. Now, v'mishchar if it frees him, mishchar he is freed. Kama Shabbat, like we explained this in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph to Gimel. And b'kayvin oisel lichtav get shichur, and we force him to write a document of emancipation. B'chal drachim shbi'an all the ways, like we explain in Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Vav. Now, umut l'shachar, would be permitted to free the non-Jewish slave l'dvar mitzvah if it's for a mitzvah purpose. Afal l'mitzvah shadavim, even for rabbinic mitzvah. For example, let's say shlohaya asor b'vesek knesses. Let's say there was not a minion of people in shul. Here's a m'shachar avde mashal by minion. There was 9 men and the slave. He could free the slave who is now a regular Jew, and he could complete the minion, the quorum of 10 men. Was anything similar like this? And v'chein shifcha, so to a maidservant. Let's say everyone's treating her in the ownerless type of a way because she has no husband. She's not like a regular Jewish woman. But she's a stumbling block for sinners. So they forced her master and he frees her. So that she get married to her Jewish husband and remove all stumbling. V'chein kodesh, that all similar like things. Then you let her go ahead and free the slave. A master could tell to his non-Jewish slave, I say, imi, I want you to work with me, and yet I'm not feeding you. Rather, he should go and ask on the doors of people. Let him get provided for from charity. And the reason for that is, because the Jewish people are commanded to keep alive and provide for the slaves amongst them, so let him knock on doors and provide for himself that like that, and the master has no obligation to feed him. Now, when you say this, when it's his own slaves, because the courts don't have to get involved for adults, let's remind them to protect their own monies, which is what their slaves are. Because if he's not going to feed his slaves and give them to drink what he needs, they're either going to run away or they're going to die. And for Adam, don't worry, a person is concerned about his own money more than any other person. So therefore, we don't have to be concerned about what's going to happen if he doesn't feed his slaves. They'll figure it out. But if regarding slaves that his wife brings into the marriage in through the halacha of nichsim alog, which is that she owns the property, not the husband, he doesn't take any responsibility for them, but he gets the utility of them, then chaybim is in the same. Then the husband is obligated to feed them because shalmanas can't nichsim. It's with that intention that she brings him into the marriage. Because shem liyosnaisim, if the husband's not going to feed them, you move to be bracha. They're either going to die or they're going to run away. Unlike nichsim term barzel, which is a certain type that he takes responsibility, nichsim melug he doesn't, and it's going to be all the loss of the woman of his wife, and therefore there he has the obligation to feed them. Halacha Ches continues, concluding on this theme, the relationship of a Jew to his non-Jewish slaves. Now, mutar l'avad be'evad kenani b'farach. One is permitted to work with his non-Jewish slave with crushing labor. But, says the Rambam, v'af pesha adin kach, although this is the law, midas chasidus, the attribute of piety, v'darche chachman, the paths of wisdom, is she'iyod merachman, a person should be compassionate, v'roid v'tzadik, and they should pursue righteousness. V'le'yach bir uloy al avdoy, he should not impose heavily his yoke on his slave, neither should he oppress him. Rather, he should give him to eat and give him to drink from all food and all beverage that he has. Actually, the earlier sages, they would give him to their slave from every single food that they would eat. Actually, they would first precede the food of their animals and of their slaves before they had the meals for themselves. Like it says, the pasuk in Tehillim. Like the eyes of the slaves to the hand of their master, like the eyes of the maidservant to the hand of their mistress, that's how we are to you, Hashem. So we see that actually the master is supposed to be compassion on the slaves. So you shouldn't disgrace him with his hand, neither with his words, because the pasi only gives over the slaves for slavery, not for disgrace. Neither should he increase on him screaming and anger. Rather, he should speak to him calmly, and they should hear his claims. And so too, it's explicit the ways of Eve, his good ways, that Eve praised himself with them, like it says the pasuk in Eve. Eve said, "Emas mishpat avdi v'amasi b'riv mimadi." You think I ever was repulsed or repulsive to the judgment of my slave and my maidservant when they disputed with me, like as if I made away with it? Haloi bebet noiseini. Hashem made me in the womb. Asohu bayichunenehu. He made them and he formed them. Berachem echad in the same womb. They're just like me, and he didn't disgrace them. And ve'ina achzorius. And we don't have cruelty, va'azus and brazenness. That's mitzuya. That's found elo begoyim. Rather, it's only by the Gentiles. Oivdei abedizor. Those who worship idolatry. Avazar shel Avram Avinu, but the descendants of Avram, our father, behem you saw that the Jewish people shashpilim Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu showered upon them toivas atayra, the good of the Torah, but tziva yisam, and he commanded them chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, with statutes and with laws that are righteous. Rachmanim him al kol, the Jewish people are compassionate on all. So too by the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he commanded us to follow and imitate. Who Omer, what does it say regarding Hashem? And tell him, and his compassion are on all his handiwork. And b'chol merachim, whoever has compassion, merachim love, from heaven they have compassion on him. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk in the bottom, v'nosen l'chol rachim, Hashem will give you mercy, b'racham chovir becho, he'll have mercy on you, and he'll increase you. And that's where we're supposed to be, even with the Ebed Kanani. Slik lo hilchaz avad mizyat Hashem, we've concluded the laws of slaves with heavenly assistance. And nigmar sefer shneim also, we've concluded the 12th book of the 14 books of the Rambam, of the Yad HaChazaka, for sefer kinyan, and that's a book of acquisitions.